This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. Coming up, a woman's legless body has been found floating in a channel in Carson, and the latest ton of fire in Northern California that is now bigger than the city of LA. But first, SoCalGas says the increased land movement in Rancho Palos Verdes is a danger. The utility decided to shut off the gas to approximately 135 residents in the Portuguese Bend community. John Baird has the story.
You can see the damage all around the road along the ocean that literally gets pulled apart. The homes that were red tagged, the utility lines, and SoCalGas officials don't see any indication that the increased land movement is going to change. This morning, it shut off the gas service to the gated community. People were unhappy, to say the least.
I just don't think it's right because I don't think it's all about safety. I think a lot of it has to do with finances and money.
The mayor was hoping the utility could delay the shutoff, at least for a while.
The concern is that you give someone 3 days' notice to be making changes to their homes, which is really an impossible situation over a weekend.
Now Rancho Palos Verdes officials are planning to make contingency plans just in case the neighborhood is deemed to be unsafe, including having places like Terranea that residents could go to live if they were forced to leave. I'm John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Stay tuned. We're going to be speaking live in a few minutes with LA County Supervisor Janice Hahn about this decision by SoCalGas. A woman has been charged with murder, accused of using a katana sword to kill her wife earlier this month in San Dimas. She's also charged with trying to kill her mother-in-law. Prosecutors recommending $3 million bail. She is facing life in prison. The mutilated body of a woman was found in the Dominguez Channel in Carson last night. The LA County's Sheriff's Department says the body was found floating with obvious signs of trauma between the 405 and South Bay Pavilion Mall. There are unconfirmed reports that the body is missing her legs. Anybody with information asked to get in touch with the Sheriff's Department. A burglary call in West L.A. ends with a suspect being shot and killed by LAPD SWAT officers. Pete Demetrio's got the story.
Officers got a call at about 3:30 in the morning of a hot prowl burglary with a suspect inside the house on Holm Avenue. Initially, they stopped the van with three men inside, but when they looked back at the home, they saw smoke coming out of it. They called the fire department, which went in and put the fire out, but found a man inside armed with a large knife. Detective Megan Aguilar said officers came back to the scene to try to arrest the man.
They were trying to negotiate with that individual. At one point, they thought that they were going to be taking him into custody. They ended up using a couple of beanbag rounds from one of their beanbag shotguns. All that did, though, unfortunately, was the suspect withdrew further into the residence. There was a decision made around 5:15 to request SWAT. As they were setting up their containment, relieving the West LA officers, the suspect exited out of a window, armed with the knife still, and there was an officer involved shooting him.
The man died on the front lawn of the home. The large knife was found near his body. Force investigators. Investigation detectives are talking to the officers involved, and they're still questioning the men in the van, but at present, they're not thought to be tied to the burglary. In West Los Angeles, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Magnitude 4.9 quake hit the Barstow area just after 1 this afternoon. No reports of any major damage or injuries, but the shaking was felt throughout a wide part of Southern California. USC seismologist Yehuda Ben-Zion is the director of the statewide California Earthquake Center. He says people in the Barstow area should expect more aftershocks.
But they will be generally, statistically, they will be with decreasing magnitude, meaning the shaking from the aftershocks will be smaller. Occasionally, this sequence that starts like this ends up actually ramping up and we get a larger earthquake. But this is not typically the case. So the basic expectation now are more aftershocks with diminishing shaking.
Ben-Zion says the area around that epicenter has been the most seismically active region of Southern California for the past 30 years. It's called the Eastern California Shear Zone. Seismologist Lucy Jones says the fault this quake was on is more than 30 miles from the San Andreas Fault and doesn't do anything to increase or decrease the probability of a quake on the San Andreas. Karen Adams got some reaction to the earthquake.
My car rocked back and forth gently as I filed a report in South Pasadena, but I wasn't the only one who felt it.
Definitely felt it here in the Koreatown area, you know, just west of downtown LA.
She was working from home.
I was just sitting here in my chair and I was on the phone with someone and I said, hey, hold on a minute. And I felt some rumbling. And usually if it rumbles for more than 3 or 4 seconds, like some swaying, you know, it's likely an earthquake. And I saw my plants kind of swaying back and forth just a little bit. And I thought, okay, it's got to be an earthquake. And sure enough, I went online and saw that one had hit up in Barstow.
She was just one of many people who called our KNX newsroom on the Miracle Mile. They felt it there too. And Jody certainly felt some shaking in Burbank.
I felt kind of like a double bump, like a bump and then a bump and then a little bit of a rolling motion. And I keep some bells hung up on my curtain rot, and these were swaying back and forth, so I knew I felt an earthquake.
Earthquake expert Dr. Lucy Jones says the epicenter is near the Calico Fault, which crosses the Mojave. No major damage reported. In South Pasadena, I'm Karen Adams, KNX News 97.1 FM.
A teenage girl who was sexually assaulted on a flight has sued Delta Airlines, and we're going to talk to an Olympian who is now in Paris as a fan. That's all coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. And back now to our top story. SoCal Gas cutting service to more than 130 homes in the Portuguese Bend section of Rancho Palos Verdes. Local L.A. County Supervisor Janice Hahn joins us live now. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be with you.
So the shutoff, a lot of people are complaining that it was too abrupt. They did not get enough warning. What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, you know, let's start out that everyone obviously puts public safety at the top of our agenda, and we certainly don't want any situation to exist that would put people in danger. But having said that, for Southern California Gas Company to notify these residents Friday afternoon for a 9 a.m. shutoff Monday morning, I think was a little abrupt and didn't give people enough time to prepare. There were people who were scrambling to, you know, do their laundry quickly and make extra casseroles to sustain them indefinitely while their gas is shut off. So I think the gas company could have done better. Having said that, I think they're committed going forward to have a lot better communication with the residents.
You know, you use the word indefinitely, and that's a question on my mind. Is SoCal Gas giving any indication whatsoever that this is something that's going to be fixed? They'll be able to get the gas back on for these residents? Or is this something they're just shrugging their shoulders and saying, this may last forever?
Honestly, for me, listening to them today, it is unclear when or if these families will have their service restored. The fact of the matter is the land in Rancho Palos Verdes, particularly in this Portuguese Bend area, is moving quite dramatically, and the movement has accelerated this past year. And it is unclear whether or not their service can be restored until the land stops moving. And, you know, we're not sure when or if that happens as well. So it is a very precarious and it is a very, unclear situation, which is all the more reason they should have had more warning and more time to prepare.
And SoCal Gas, what are they doing to help the residents? And is that enough?
Well, they said today that they were committed to giving each homeowner or each household $2,500 as a one-time payment for help. I feel like that's not enough, and I've called on them to increase that amount, particularly if people are going to have to be evacuated from their homes for an indefinite time. I was hoping that they would do a lot more than that. You know, we give people more money than that if they have to relocate because they're evicted. So this is because of, no fault of their own feel like they need a lot more money. These people possibly will have to find, you know, different places that they can live. In the meantime, they're going to need to find places where they can shower, where they can do their laundry, where they could maybe either, you know, get meals to eat or cook somewhere else. So they've got a lot of burden and responsibility on them. When you think about if you didn't have your gas, if that was shut off, you know, today, just think about all the activities that you do at your house that involve using the gas. So it's a very unfortunate situation. We know, again, though, that it was dangerous. The land was moving and the gas company felt like it was their last resort to make sure that no disaster happened with a gas leak. But still, I really feel like they shortchanged the residents in terms of giving them enough opportunity to prepare for such a drastic event to be happening inside their homes.
All right. L.A. County Supervisor Janice Hahn, thanks for joining us. A teenage girl who was sexually assaulted during a flight from L.A. to Orlando, Florida, is suing Delta Airlines. She claims negligence for flight attendant serving alcohol to an already intoxicated man who attacked her and for failing to restrain him after. Attorneys for the 13-year-old girl and her family say that he touched somebody else on the flight back in 2022 and harassed her by grabbing himself and yelling at her as she and her family tried to get off the plane. Brian Durning of Altadena was sentenced in September to 5 years in prison for this attack. Is currently in a low-security federal prison in New Jersey. Park Fire in Northern California, now bigger than the city of L.A. It is only 12% contained. The man accused of starting it by pushing a burning car into a gully has made his first court appearance. Ronnie Stout II, charged with arson. He does have a previous criminal record, and if he's convicted, this would be his third felony, which means an automatic sentence of 25 years to life under California's three strikes law. An Olympic gold medalist from Newport Beach has just arrived in Paris to watch the Summer Games. Melanie Thomas says it's not terribly crowded in the city, although security is tight.
There are cops everywhere on the streets, and there are groups of cops. It's not just like you see a cop here or there. There are like three, four walking in a group, and I would say almost on every major block you see policemen. So I feel safe as can be. It's, like I said, it's really great so far.
And Thomas won gold as a member of the USA Women's 4x100 meter freestyle relay team in swimming back in 1996 in Atlanta.